Hello, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I hope you're well and are having a good day. It's Thursday, October 13th. I'm Ash Jones, and here's your daily update from Suffolk News. Up first, a new development that could create 1,650 jobs has been given the go-ahead. Home retailer The Range has secured a plot at the hotly contested Gateway 14 development in Stowmarket. Construction on the store will begin next January. Creating St Peter Parish Council objected to the application, citing issues such as traffic build-up and noise problems. Next, hundreds of children and 12 education establishments took part in one of the few careers events for primary schools in the county. The Skills Escalator Days, which coincided with the West Suffolk Business Festival, gave an insight into a range of different job opportunities, including law and the fire service. It took place over 2 days at West Suffolk College in Bury St Edmunds. Debbie Coombs, assistant principal at the college, said the two-day event opened the youngsters' eyes and gave them a taste of what they might like to do. Also, a lap dancing club is staying open, despite objections. West Suffolk Council's Licensing and Regulatory Subcommittee unanimously agreed to renew Heaven in Newmarket's licence. West Suffolk MP Matt Hancock objected to the ruling, stating that the club was not in an appropriate position. And finally, a new sweet treat shop is coming to Bury St Edmunds. Ben Hutton, the owner of Queen's Bar and Grill on Churchgate Street, is opening a shop to sell the goods made by his online-only baking brand, Crumbs. Cheesecakes, cookies, brownies and more will be available at the small shop in Baxter Street when it launches later this year. Ben said he couldn't wait until people can come and have a taste. And that is all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the iLife Media News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.